This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
When are you not punchy and annoyed? Oh, hey, Battle.
How are you?
I'm good. Hashtag Fatherhood. We're back. Battle and Bennett. Yeah, you seem more agitated than normal. Life, although, I feel like I always say that.
Life is a lot these days. I'm going to spit out my gum. I think this is your co-host's paper that I'm wrapping it up in right now.
Oh, good. She loves that. She loves when people spit random gum into her papers. It's her favorite thing.
I'm going to tell her you did it.
Oh, good.
No, it's been a while. I will say that we had done an episode or two in the interim, but the equipment here at our shiny state-of-the-art studios here at 2400 Market, the headquarters of Odyssey, is a bit like a Potemkin village. Like, it looks beautiful, but nothing really works. The bathrooms over here have been locked and broken for 2 weeks now. It says temporarily out of order. I'm going to cross off the temporarily and just write always out of order. Temporarily is like a few hours to a day. The bathrooms have been locked for 2 weeks. So, so the computer froze and we lost an episode or two.
Yeah, we taped a full 40 minutes and then we look at the program where we record this into and then, yeah, it froze.
Crash.
I will say they did fix it. So we are good to go. This should not freeze. We should have no problems because the masses need to hear this. They need to know. Well, so
your wife listens. That's about it.
Yeah, we have one listener.
One P1. That's
who tells me that you spell our daughter's name wrong in the write-ups for the podcast. How do you...
In the summary?
Yeah, in the summary. How are you spelling Kira's name?
Well, by the way, we're in season two. We're like 40 episodes in.
Yeah.
Why is this just happening now? This is like...
I guess like she was giving you a pass, but like I guess after 40 episodes, it's like, come on. Come on, get your shit together.
You should have let me know a while
ago. Get your shit together.
By the way,
how are you spelling my daughter's name that we talk about every episode? Hold on.
Stupid LA was.
Oh, so you're blaming it on LA?
Yes. Maybe you should have given me the correct spelling to begin with.
Of course I gave you the correct spelling.
Kira,
I know how to spell my...
How would you spell Kira phonetically? K-I-E-R-A.
It's K-E-I-R-A.
K-E-I-R-A. Yeah. I before E, except after C. That's a K. There's no C.
Oh, Jesus. There's many ways you can spell Kira. I will give you that. Some people spell it K-I-R-A with no E at all. I've seen it many ways, but Kira, my daughter, that we talk about 40 minutes every week, is K-E-I-R-A.
K, should I write this down?
Maybe.
K-E-I-R-A.
We're going to lose our only listener.
That's fine.
Is it?
Okay, I wrote it down. Good.
Okay.
We're good moving forward. Harrison's name, by the way, is H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Okay. Is there any other way to spell Harrison?
He was being a jerk the other morning, so maybe I should spell it S-I-N. Sin. Sinful child.
Bad boy. How is Harrison?
I'm sorry about that. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
You seem more stressed than normal. Is it personal or is it professional or is it just life in general?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
You seem very on edge.
I just feel like everything is an issue. There's an issue with everything. Mm. Oh, I don't get to do anything I want anymore. Everything I
definitely
do
feel
is
that.
You have to do it. Right. I have to sit in traffic for an hour because somebody was, I don't know, clipping coupons on their fucking steering wheel and decided to cause an accident on 76, making the rest of us fucking late for a meeting.
Yeah.
I have to spend money on gas for that and sit in traffic as we're polluting the atmosphere because of all the emissions. We sit in traffic to go do something because of this selfish individual.
So now pollution is getting to you too.
You know what I mean? I get the mental breakdown thing.
Pollution. You know, I felt that because I called you on Friday because we were talking about maybe doing, we're taping this now on Wednesday, March 8th, but I called you this past Friday and I told you I was going to reach out to you to see if we're going to do this podcast. And I call you and you're like, what do you want? What is it?
Well, it's...
And I said, what's wrong? You're like, everything. And I was like, so do you not want to do the podcast? You're like, I'm not in the mood. And I was like, damn.
When was this? Monday?
Friday.
Friday?
This past Friday.
Yeah, what was going on Friday?
I don't know. It's not like the end of the world. Something.
Oh, I was probably telling one of our salespeople, you can't say Phillies in this spot. They're not an official sponsor of the Phillies. You've been working there for 20 years. You should know that.
Oh, is that a new thing? Can we not do that?
You know you can't do that. So I probably just got off the phone with somebody like that.
Oh, man.
And then you call. So you get the brunt of that.
I got the brunt of it. I felt like Bao Chow.
Yeah.
Was the supper cold?
I felt bad because I had to screw out of the house this morning. And usually I change him and everything, change Harrison.
Yeah.
To get him ready for the day. And she had to do all that because I had to hop in. I had to do a morning show meeting. So she had to take care of everything this morning as she was preparing food and cutting up vegetables for dinner and powering up her laptop to work.
Right.
So she's a bit of a Wonder Woman.
She puts up with a lot.
I'll repay her this evening by coming home in a bad mood, cracking open a beer and giving her a list of my complaints of the day.
Yeah, you really live life in the 50s, I feel like, you know, hands off, except when it comes to your wife. And it's like really you're very vocal, right?
Yes.
Wow.
But look,
you know how to manage a drink at night, you know,
I actually had a cup. I try not to drink during the week, but I had a couple last night from sheer aggravation. And I woke up this morning. I did the move where you can do at 23. You should not do at 43, which is like, I'm going to go to bed in a half hour. I'm going to crack open another beer. And then like by the time the booze is hitting your system, you're asleep. So you don't get a good night's sleep.
You're not sleeping. You're not hydrated. So you wake up kind of feeling like
a little
groggy.
Do I look a little hungover?
No.
Oh, you're squinting. That's good. You're like looking for something.
Yeah, no, I feel like.
It wasn't immediately apparent.
Yeah, you can't tell with you. You don't age that much, and I can't tell
you
you're hungover.
You know, am I internally
just dying
all
inside?
The aggravation and the...
You would think how stressed you are and how angry you are, you'd be more wrinkly and gray, but you're holding it together, which is good for your sake. You know, I don't drink during the week either, but I have started to maybe have like a glass of red wine. That's been like my thing, go-to. A glass of red wine. It's nice.
I used to have, when I was in rock radio, I called it a buffer beer.
Yeah.
I'd get off the air and some callers were being like punchy and pissing me off.
That's my problem with you is
I'd
like...
stop at home, have a beer before I got home.
How many weeks has it been where I've been trying to just get a drink with you, like a beer, anything? Because I feel like I've been getting a lot of this battle, and I used to get a different battle, but I haven't gotten that battle in a while.
Yeah, well, that was before mortgage, wife, child. So
for sure, understood.
I had a little more freedom to just
understood.
Like, hey, yeah, let's go get a beer at 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
I get it, but man, those days, I can barely remember them.
Speaking of wanting to get beers, I saw your birthday party invite.
Yeah, I saw you decline it.
First, I did.
I saw you decline it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
What do you have planned 3 weeks from now?
Well, first of all, I didn't even see the invite because I don't go on Facebook that much.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about this? I don't want people listening to me like, hey, I didn't get an invite. I don't want anyone to feel excluded, but they can take my spot. So in the way my wife tells me, this is what I deal with. She's an angel, but she does do this and it's, you're going to drive me to an early death.
Uh-huh.
Bennett's having a... It's like, Bennett, what? Bennett, what? Huh? And so it kind of, communication has been an issue lately. Five questions later, come to find out that you were having a birthday party.
Yeah. So you play 20 questions with every topic. It's good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's just because she's scared of me. So she gets,
I would be too.
Whispery.
Yeah.
You are having a birthday party.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm having some people over.
And you are, this is not like a significant age.
No.
What are you, how old are you going to be?
36.
36. All right, yeah. So it's not like,
listen,
30,
we, listen.
It's not like 40.
We all got together last year. You were there for that.
That was 35. That was like a nice,
I didn't
halfway
care
to
about
40
that birthday.
Party.
See, listen, my birthday is an excuse. This is how I treat birthdays. Is an excuse for people that I care about. It used to be, you used to be one of them. and we'd all get together, have some beers, super casual, and that's that. You know, it's an excuse to hang out, right? Because like what you said, life gets in the way. You got a wife, you got a mortgage, you got a kid, and we never hang out. So I treat it as an excuse to get together. So, but I saw that you promptly declined.
Well, I immediately logged in when she told me about it, because I don't even know that there was a thing going on. So
I'll log on for this. I'll log in to decline this.
Well, normally I do the maybe, whether I know I'm coming or I know I'm not coming to any invite. I always hit maybe just to fuck with the people
that are throwing the party. Man, you play mind games like a 16-year-old girl. Jesus.
The 16-year-old girl, this is my point. You're a grown man having a birthday party.
No, you're the 16-year-old girl playing mind games. I'm the grown-up just saying, hey, I want to hang with my friends.
Is it being catered?
My wife's gonna cater it. She's gonna cook.
She's cooking. What's on the menu?
I don't know. Some good shit.
Mm-hmm.
We got beer. You know, big beer pong things for the yard, like one of those lawn sets. You know.
Yeah.
What do you have planned? What are you doing?
No, I'm honestly, I would have loved to have gone.
That's bullshit.
We had already committed to her sister's. My nephew is turning two.
Oh,
see,
God.
That's an actual big number.
Okay.
For a
no,
human
that's
being
a small number, and that, let's be real, is for the adults, because the 2-year-old's not gonna remember anything.
They'll remember the lack of photos.
Mm.
And if
where you can send them photos from my party. In fact, they can come. I have all these things for kids. I have the big, Connect 4.
They didn't get
Jenga.
Jenga's good.
Yeah.
Connect 4 is good.
I have a water table. Like, I have all these things for kids to play as well. Because, you know,
I'll let her know. I'll run it past her.
No, I know it's not happening.
No, we already committed to that.
I know. I already saw you.
And I'm bringing like food over to this thing. So
crazy.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll make it up to you. We'll go a nice place like Chili's or something, and we'll go have.
You never take me anywhere anymore.
Rodeo burger. We'll share it.
Really?
And I'll buy you an alcoholic beverage.
You never take me anywhere.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, no, I heard through the grapevine that you were trashing my party, and you act like, you know, I'm going to have a clown and there's going to be streamers. Like, no, it's just an excuse to hang out with a few buddies and have some beers. When's the last time you had some beers with friends? It's been a minute, right?
I understand. No, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out. You have to make time.
Here I am
this
hearing
is
all
of
this
times and
I hear all this shit talking.
I dropped the ball. There's
hang out with toddlers.
Look, all things considered, I don't think your family listens to the show. Neither does my wife. I would rather be at your place.
I thought you declined, A, to be a dick, but B...
Partially.
No, I know. Yeah, you say you never log on to Facebook. You ran to the keyboard. You ran.
No, because I had like one beer in. This was weekend.
Wait till I ruin this piece of shit. Yeah, he's going to really be sad after this.
Fuck him.
Yeah, no, I know. A, I know that. But B, I figured, well, you're not going to want to pay the toll to go to Jersey. I think all these things calculated... And then
there's no toll to go to Jersey. There's a toll to leave.
Well,
Jersey.
You know, $5 nonetheless.
They nail you on
$5 nonetheless. You didn't want to pay it. You cheap son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'll make it up to you. I promise.
These are lies. I've been trying to have.
I'm a man of my word.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. Listen, the invitation's always open. You know, I always say after we take the podcast. Hey, it would be great to go grab a beer. A half hour, right? A half hour out of your day.
Right, but then I have a beer at lunch. I'm going to have a lunch beer and come back and do a bunch of work?
Yeah.
I'm going to be tired. I'm not going to...
They do it in Mad Men.
I'm like, right. And they're creative directors. I'm a creative director.
And they were
but that
very
was also
successful.
In the 60s.
You live life like you're in the 60s.
I wish.
Trust me.
Good times.
You're an walking HR violation.
Cuban Missile Crisis, a lot of good shit going on in the 60s. Harken back to those days. I wish.
Well, you're gonna miss out on a good time. We even got We like,
so it's really a party. The adults are going to drink and everyone's bringing a kid. Right.
Well, you know what? It's funny.
Everyone's kid is like 2 years old.
We bought all these things for kids to play, thinking like we'd have all these people with kids coming. And it seems like everyone who RSVP'd yes don't have kids. And people who said no have kids.
Oh, well, that sucks because I feel bad. Yeah.
You ruined everything.
Well, you want Kira to socialize with other
kids. That's what I mean.
Kids.
I thought Harrison and Kira were going to play.
Yeah.
You know, I had these visions in my head. They were going to do the Connect Four and really bond.
They're going to kiss again.
They were going to kiss, you know? All that down the drain.
It's ruined. I'm sorry. We could do a FaceTime.
Yeah, we do a virtual hangout. That sounds like fun. Remember how fun that was in COVID? Jesus
Christ.
What
have you been doing with the daughter, speaking of which? Everything good? You still
Kira's
have
great. You know, we've been very busy, actually. She's been really into bowling. I think we've talked about this in previous podcasts. I can't remember which one's actually made the air and which one's been deleted because they froze. But I'm pretty sure this made it to air, that she's been liking to bowl. And we did it again this past weekend. We went to someone's birthday party, an adult party. Yep, adults still have parties.
Was it a birthday party?
It was a birthday party with the bowling alley. Well, but she also has a small child. We brought Kira and they hung out, and Kira loves to bowl because they do. You can put the ball down the little ramp made for small children. You know what I mean?
No.
The little toddler ramps they have at bowling alleys?
No.
You leave the house, right?
Yeah, but I don't go to toddler bowling alleys.
You know, you don't hang out there? Well, it's not a toddler bowling alley, but they have accessories for toddlers so they can join the festivities. But pretty much.
So it's at a normal bowling app. Alley.
Yeah.
It's just some apparatus.
Yeah, it's like a little ramp that you put the bowling ball in, it slowly goes down the ramp.
So they don't have to heave this ball down the
correct.
Ramp. Okay.
And they put bumpers in.
Right.
And so it's really set up for success for her. In fact, she almost beat me because like I suck and she has.
Were you also using the ramp and bumper lens?
I wish.
Oh.
I needed it. Turns out. But she loves it. And
now when she bowls a strike down the.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a bowling alley from like the 1980s because they never. Are updated.
Oh no!
They still have the WWF video games in the arcade.
Yeah,
and
people
the
are chafing cigarettes in there.
Right.
Yeah.
You can still smoke in there for some
reason.
Totally. Same shoes. Now, when you shoot a strike or whatever they call it in bowling.
Oh, a turkey?
Yeah. On the screens, do they have like a pony wearing sunglasses playing a kazoo?
Right.
And some
right.
Weird shit.
Nothing's
going on?
Changed. Yeah. All the things that you experienced as a kid, it still exists.
Okay.
It's still real. Except this bowling alley was changing hands like the weekend that we came. So they were so unorganized. We had to switch lanes three different times mid game. Have you ever experienced that?
I haven't been to a bowling alley in probably 30 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I couldn't tell you.
It was very unorganized, but we had a good time. Kira had a blast. It's also they have a big arcade that's connected. So she has fun in the arcade.
Why did they close the lanes down? Do they need like a Zamboni on them?
Well, no, they didn't. They overbooked. And so like they had a party that had to move into our lane. So we had to move to like down to the other end of the bowling alley.
You got bumped.
We got bumped and then we got bumped again.
Well,
and then I ordered food that never showed up. So I was just hangry and I was just drinking. So like the alcohol was hitting me quicker than it should have.
Well, I don't like to go out to places. Nobody's good at their job anymore. I just can't.
I will say that
them.
No one's good at their job.
Awful. And, you know, you get, you know, some friends, when I say that, they go,
no one's paid enough to be good at their job anymore. No one's paid enough to care.
Like, there's a point to that, but I also know people who make six figures who are absolutely awful at their jobs. So I don't.
Since COVID, I feel like people have gotten worse at their jobs.
Yes. And it was ticking that way.
Too.
It's been pernicious. It's been ticking that way for a while. COVID was really kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. And everyone's
truly.
Like, hey, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah. I'm not coming in. I'm only working from home and I'm going to do half the work from home. You know what I mean? Like no one does 100% anymore.
No. So. And that applies to bowling alleys. This may be the case at this could have been a thing at bowling alleys for years, where you just order a thing of nachos,
it just
chips
come.
And cheese. It's never arrives.
It's never
but
there.
It's on the bill.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. So, I mean, having said all that, I mean, I'm at the point now where if Kira has fun, I have fun, despite all that. You know what I mean? If she's having a good time, she's loving life. Got her out of the house. She enjoyed that. She's also, you know, the warmer weather. We've been taking her to the park more and more. Took her to the park yesterday, which is me and Kira.
Not that warm out.
It's
like 40 degrees outside.
Well, today, yeah, but 2 days ago, it was like 65. And we went to the park. It was 65 degrees. Everyone's out of their house. She's having a great time at the park. She's having so much fun. Really, like, you know, she's behaving. But now it's time to leave. It's time for her to take a nap. And we're right up against that nap schedule. I'm not sure how Harrison is, but if you're out and about and he's like rubbing up against that nap time, it can get a little dicey.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's like a ticking time bomb. It's a walking grenade.
Yeah.
And so I say we have to go home, and she melts. She did the melting act where she loses all bones and cartilage. She melts into the ground, and now I have to scoop her up. And so when I scoop her up, I'm carrying her home, and yes, and she's flailing her limbs and just screaming at the top of her lungs, screaming like horror film screams, like I'm abducting my own child. You know what I mean? Like people think that I'm stealing this child from the park. People are looking.
The heads start turning. You feel the eyes on you.
All the eyes are on me. All
the judgy eyes, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm like, oh,
terrible parents.
I promise you, this is not how she normally is. And it's bad. I'm like, Kira, you gotta keep it down.
We had that happen the other morning. It was a Monday, I think. And he was just not having it. For some reason, I understand they're two and this happens. It's all part of their development. It's perfectly age normal, I guess you would say, age appropriate, for them to just throw a tantrum for no reason. Yeah. He decided he didn't want to go see Nana and his cousin. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to stay home. Didn't want to put a jacket on. Didn't want to put shoes on. Nothing. Like, okay, no, we don't have to worry about the jacket. We don't have to worry about the shoes. Fine. He's learned how to say no. And yes, we're not very good with. No, he's great with.
Mm.
Half the time he says it, he's good with. Half the time he's saying it is because he's actually means no. Mm-hmm. The other half is because he can say it. Like he knows how to say it now.
Right.
Harris, you want to eat dinner? No.
Yeah. So he's confident.
You want some chicken nuggets? No.
No.
Yeah. No. Just says no to everything. But this time he really didn't want to get in the car and go. So I'm like taking him over and I'm trying to get him in the car. And it's the same thing. It's the now. He says all done. We're like, all done.
Kira's like, out, out, out. I'm like, Jesus, Kira.
He's kicking the car door. Yeah. I can't get him in the car
seat.
I'm like,
I'm not doing anything to you.
People in my neighborhood are walking their dogs. The fuck is wrong with
that? Yeah, right.
Like, guy's the worst father.
It's embarrassing. I know. And I'm like, man, you should see her normally because she's not like this. She's just having a moment.
Doing yes, exactly.
She's having a breakdown.
Really good. Both kids, both Kira, spelled with
E-I-R-A, you'll never forget.
They're both really good kids, sweethearts. It's the anomaly. And we could have gotten it the other way. We could have gotten the kids that are constantly in a bad mood.
And I
tantrums.
See them all the time. I see them all the time.
So when that happens, I feel bad. I'm like, and I'm kind of talking through my teeth and I'm like, stop. You're embarrassing me. Stop it. Neighbors think I'm crazy. Stop. Yeah. Get in the car.
Right.
Doesn't work.
No.
So sometimes it's just a roll of the dice. And it's funny you bring up the nap thing because he's really into Miss Rachel on YouTube.
Yeah, Miss Rachel.
Doesn't really watch TV anymore. We'll have Sesame Street on in the morning when he's getting up, and waking up, and give him some milk and shit like that.
Yeah.
Not breast milk.
Right.
That's for me. and he loves Miss Rachel. Uh-huh. I'm sure you're aware
of this. Yeah, she's hit or miss these days with Kira. Some days she's all about it. Yeah.
And however Blippi, the mood is, Blippi is huge with Harrison.
She likes Blippi. Blippi is annoying.
Blippi,
oh my God.
Is finally growing on me.
Yeah.
Just probably because he enjoys it so much, but only when Blippi is like, hey, there's a tractor. Hey, here's how
truth.
Garbage trucks
it's
work.
Like whatever they get enjoyment, like, okay, I appreciate it. But man, deep down, if Blippi ever got COVID, that'd be.
Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
So Blippi does tours.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's the Blippi. It's probably like a. You know, Clippy or something like the old Microsoft clip art guy showing up. But they're coming. I was looking it up like, oh, Harrison would love to go to this.
Blippi off Craigslist. Yeah.
Right. The show's at 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Like that's when.
Oh, that's his nap time.
That's when every kid's nap time.
Right.
Every kid is napping at that time.
That's true.
Just about
that's a good
at
point.
That age. So any kid. I don't understand that. My wife pointed that out. I said, that's a pretty good point. If we're putting him down at 1 o'clock at two years old.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Right. He's either going to have to sleep in the car,
you skip your nap,
which is not enough.
Right. But they get like 20 minutes of sleep. Right.
Right. So I just don't think it's doable. And she pointed out that's bizarre on their end from a scheduling standpoint.
They should think it through. They obviously.
If your target audience are children
or toddlers,
that are 2 years old, 3 years old, that is their nap time between 1 and 3
ain't gonna
every
work.
Day. All of the kids.
It's true.
Usually nap. When does Kira take her nap?
She naps around from like 1 to 3.
Right. So there you go. So why are you putting this right smack dab you're better off doing it at noon or 11 a.m.
Right, so, right.
You know what I mean?
We plan all of our weekend activities, obviously, around Kira's nap. Like, we know.
You either wake up and you
do something.
Go do it.
Or we're like, okay, come back home in
time for a nap.
Like, my party that you're not going to is at 3 o'clock because we're not going to plan it at noon or whatever. Like, you know.
Right. So when people come over, she's fresh. She's ready
fresh.
To go. She's awake.
Exactly.
Boom.
No, that's stupid on their part.
Yeah. So.
But it's amazing.
We're not going to go.
It's right. It's amazing what you like, the entertainment you seek out. Like, I'm sure back in the day before Harrison, you know, you're not looking up Blippi concerts. You're looking up like Slipknot shows or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I DM'd.
And those are scheduled way later in the night, way past my nap time, way after my nap time. Yeah. So I'm fresh when I get to go to those shows.
I DM'd a a Frozen Junior production. Like, this is like, you know, they have high school kids, like, you know, making $8 an hour. And they're like, you know, dressing up as Elsa and Anna and Olaf, right? I DM'd them because their production starts in April here in the city. I was like, hey, are you guys doing a press day? I would love to cover this because I'm like thinking Kira would freak out if she saw Frozen live. But like, it's just amazing the entertainment I'm seeking out. Like, I would like, I didn't know my life would come to this.
No. What would you be doing other? You'd be going to a Hall & Oates show.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind for the 17th time.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you want to take a break? And we took Harrison on a solo dad adventure.
Oh, really? Just you and Harrison, huh?
Yes.
Does that happen often?
No.
No.
It's happening again this Saturday, so that'll be next week's episode.
Should
the computer not freeze up again?
Right. Well, it's funny because Kira and I had an adventure too, and I had beef. I had beef with an 8-year-old.
Ooh!
I almost threw hands with an adolescent.
Right. Let's do it.
All right, it's coming up next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you had a father-son experience recently? You took Harrison out just...
It was President's Day. We had the day off.
Okay, right.
My wife did not because she works for a British company who hates Mount Rushmore, apparently.
Right.
Hates
has no
Mount
respect
Rushmore.
For George Washington.
Yes. So she had to work.
Fathers.
So I was like, all right. So I took Harrison to this place. I didn't even know it was down the road from us, but it's like an indoor playground, which I don't think they had when we were kids. They didn't have a lot of cool stuff when we were kids. It was like,
no.
Go play with dirt and some rusty razor blades.
Right. Get creative.
Right.
And then you would come home when the lights, the lights came on.
Right. Yeah.
Not the same.
So this was like an indoor, like they have little barns inside. They have, a little fire department, all for like people of Kira's and Harrison's age.
Oh, that's cool.
To play
yeah.
with. Like they run around a little grocery store.
Oh, that reminds me of the Please Touch Museum in the city. That's cool.
Yes, which we were gifted a membership there, but we've never gone. So
really?
No.
Oh, wow.
We'd love to. We were going to go
2 Saturdays
from now, but that's actually St. Paddy's Day and we don't want to be driving on the roads in the city.
Yeah.
So, but no, we'd love to go. And this, I'm sure that is way germier than this place, which is
it's a
brand
lot.
New.
It can be a lot.
Yeah.
You go like peak Saturday. Oof.
And Harrison always takes a while. This is just a him thing, I think, personality wise, and also a pandemic thing that he takes. If you bring him someplace new, he doesn't really freak out anymore. loves to go to Target now. We take him there and he loves looking at all the things.
Yeah.
But he does take a while to warm up.
Sure.
So I had to hold on to him for like 20 minutes.
Just kind of get acclimated. He's not sure of it.
So we went with his, like her sister and my brother-in-law came with their kid and he's ready. Like you put him down, he's gone. Right.
He's
Harrison
moving,
is just like death grip on me, carrying me around and wants to play with the slide. Right. So I'm helping him on this little slide. And like Harrison, we have slides at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we don't have at home is a giant barnyard.
Right.
Right. With horses.
Yeah.
We don't have a police state. Well, we do, but I'm not taking you to the police station. We have a fire. We don't have a fire department, a little mini grocery store. Like, go play with this
stuff.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah.
So finally, once like I'm shoving my 6 foot frame into these tiny little grocery stores and helping him out in there. And he finally warmed up to it.
Oh, nice.
It was a cool spot. We're going again this Saturday.
What's it called? Do you know?
The Barnyard.
Oh,
I think it's just called the Barnyard.
Yeah, that works.
Free plug.
That
for
hits.
Him.
Yeah.
It was a great spot. It's been open for maybe a year.
I
think their year anniversary is coming up. And I was looking at it like you can get a yearly membership there for like $350 or something.
Yeah,
and
these places are kind of cheap.
I was like, that's expensive.
Oh, it's expensive? But like you get a lot of use out of it. I mean, if you go often.
This and then like a light bulb clicked and I go, you know what? I would gladly pay that if I used it as a daycare.
Ah, do they watch?
Kind of skirting the rules a little bit. No, but if you're working from home,
right?
You're working remotely, which we really don't. I kind of have a hybrid schedule, but
yeah.
If you're a parent that did,
sure,
that's a deal.
Oh yeah,
right. You show up, you bring lunch for them,
right?
And you just bring your laptop. There was two parents there on their laptops doing work when I
bet.
Went. And the kids are just running around having a ball, and you're getting your work done.
And they're messing up not your living room. They're messing up.
And it's way cheaper than.
Place.
$14,000 a month,
so
whatever it is
expensive.
For fucking daycare,
so
which
expensive.
Is a scam.
My health club, they have a kids academy where they'll watch your kid up to 90 minutes. And I see parents all the time doing work. Like they have a little lounge where they have laptops and stuff like that. So drop their kids off at the kids academy and
just that 90 minutes helps. Just that 90 minutes.
Yeah. You need it.
Every little bit helps.
Sanity.
Right? So the one thing about this place, it is not on the establishment, it is on the clientele that I had one issue with.
Oh, wow.
Harrison really liked this plastic thing of grapes and a strawberry that he looted from this grocery store. It seems fine. I don't think they prosecute for theft anymore in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's fine.
So he's just joining in on the trend.
Right.
And he just robbed this place blind. And he's wandering around the rest of the barnyard like he's going to the veterinarian clinic. He's going to the actual barn and the wood workshop. Not actual wood and drills, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like Fisher Price stuff.
Sure, sure.
One kid who's clearly a future TSA agent, he'll work his way into hall monitor first, then he'll go on to TSA agent, maybe HOA.
There's always one.
Member. Kid, probably 3 years old, because he was bigger than Harrison and was speaking more. Was going around collecting all the fruit and fake like cereal boxes from the grocery store. He did not care for the fact that Harrison is wandering around this place carrying grapes and strawberries with impunity.
So, right, yeah.
This kid came out, he's pointing at the grapes and yelling at Harrison to give them back. And Harrison's so kind of shy, not knowing what to do in this situation.
Right.
And I'm kneeling down like this, crouched down like a pitcher in baseball,
right.
A catcher in baseball.
Trying to mediate,
I'm sorry. And he just kind of like goes in between my legs and is just kind of like turning his head like this. And hiding the things like, get this kid away from me, Dad. I don't like this kid. I don't know what's going on here. And the kid's like, no, I need those. You got to put them in this basket. They're not supposed to be out there. And I go, I'm thinking, where the fuck is this kid's parents?
Yeah, right.
And I'm just like, he's okay, dude. It's all right. I paid for him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm running a tab at that store. Don't worry about it. They know me. Ask Ray Ray. Ask him about me. And the kid would not relent. Finally, this figure to my left comes up. He's like, come on, Jacob, it's fine, don't worry about it. Like he's allowed to play with those. And the kid just goes, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
And I turn and look up, because I'm still crouched down. I turn and look up and I go, hey, thanks, man. And the dude is wearing a green sweatshirt, and on the front said Playboy. And
he wore this to a kid's indoor playground.
Yes.
Playboy,
the adult men's magazine.
Right, no, yeah.
Which I don't know if they have naked women in there anymore.
I don't think so.
I know
so.
For a while they They really wanted to get rid of the one thing that set them apart from a lot of other men's magazines.
But even the magazine cleaned themselves up, but this guy clearly has not.
He has not.
No, he's still living in the 80s, huh?
Yeah. And he wasn't a slob. He was clearly like trying to be really cool hipster dad kind of sweatshirt that you'd buy from like Urban Outfitters or something.
Okay.
And a blonde female Playboy model, like kind of doing this on the shirt.
Oh, wow. So he had like a centerfold on there.
Yeah, but her naughty bits were covered up.
Who decides as they wake up to take their child to an indoor playground that this is the item I'm going to wear?
That's strange, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
So I think that's even a shitty
Kid
shirt
Rock?
To wear.
Like, who is this person? Who would do this? Like, what?
So super cool dad walks away, and I kind of go over to my sister-in-law. I'm like, you see that? She's like, no. I go, that dude over there in the green sweatshirt, try not to point, but I'm kind of doing this with my head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
guy over there, he's wearing a Playboy shirt. And she's like, I don't wear, and then she sees it. She goes, oh my God. So even if you were this dude and like, say you, me, Nasty Nate, we're all going out to wear.
Sure.
We're going out to have guys now. We're having beers. Yeah. We're getting burgers.
Well, that will never happen. But
right.
Yeah.
I show up where, like, you would look like an idiot even if you showed up
100%
in that context.
You would roast me all night long if I decided to wear that.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I would vice versa. Yeah. That's terrible.
So that would be bad in that situation. This guy wears it to a children's indoor playground.
Yeah, he's in a make-believe grocery store.
It didn't. None of it makes sense.
Nothing like, makes sense.
Where his wife, is he single dad? Like, I don't know. But then his wife's there and she's just talking with him, sitting in the corner, drinking her Starbucks.
This savage has a wife?
Yes. So,
oh God.
And she didn't say, hey.
That looks bad on her.
Maybe you don't wear that, you know,
right.
to the children's playground.
Yeah, Colleen wouldn't leave the house with a Playboy shirt on.
A little inappropriate. If my wife saw that I even had that in my wardrobe,
if I had that in my arsenal.
Why do you have that? Like, I'll wear something else. Like, throw that away. I'll buy you a new shirt.
Dude. Give it up. In fact, I just donated 5 bags of clothes because I was hanging on to all these clothes I had since high school. I'm a hoarder. And
wow.
I finally got rid of all these things.
Good.
I mean, I never had a Playboy shirt. I never that bad. But like, it's time to say goodbye, sir.
Feels good to clean that stuff out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I won't admit it, but I mean, I guess I will. It was pretty nice. I'm a hoarder. Like,
so,
it's bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. So did you have any brushes with
wild
pornography when you're out with your daughter?
No porn, but you know, we did also go to an indoor playground. This one was by us in Morristown and
Jersey.
Okay. Yep. What is it called? I forget. That doesn't matter. They're not paying us. So whatever.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah. I pay for these mentions. So it's not just, you know, like toddlers. It was kids of like 7 or 8. And I didn't really hang out with 8-year-olds too much. If I did, that would be a problem. So I'm not kind of used to their personalities. You know what I mean? I'm used to toddler personalities.
They're like, what, like 3rd and 4th graders probably.
Yeah. And you know, I'm just not used to the fact that they just say whatever the hell that they want. They just like say a bunch of nonsense, right? These kids.
Cause they feel like, cause they don't know what they're saying, or they feel like they can get away with it, or what do you think that is?
I don't know. It's like they're almost like bullies. Like they're like little, I'll explain. So like,
probably because they have shit parents.
I think that has something to do with it for sure. But like, this playground is actually awesome. They have like a little soccer field. There's all these
all indoors.
These slides. There was one ride that you had to take like a little sled down, which Kira loved that. And there's this one portion with these big giant foam Legos, really oversized foam Legos.
Nice.
Right? So Kira was in her glory. She loves building Legos at home. And so we come in this section, and this kid, like 8 years old, give or take, and he goes to me, he like mumbles something, and he was like, and they messed up my Legos, and that's really rude. And here I am thinking like he's talking about like a kid that just messed up his little project, his building. And I was like, oh yeah, that is rude. And he's like, no, I'm talking about you. You messed up my Legos. And he's pointing to me. I was like, you motherfucker, I didn't touch your Lego. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, you, that was really rude. Like, he gave me a look.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Did you do anything to his Legos? Oh.
I didn't do anything to his fucking Legos.
So he's falsely
accusing
you.
I was like, I just got here. Yeah. I was like, what? What's
did somebody
attack? This kid has a problem with me.
Did somebody attack? Is it a case of mistaken identity? Like, did somebody attack his Lego?
I don't think, like, I look like another 8-year-old. So I was, I know. I'm like, what, 5'8"? I'm not that small.
Well, was he a big 8-year-old?
No, he's like half my size. And so, like, we get into it. I'm like, am I about to throw hands with this 8-year-old? Like, he wouldn't let it go. He was pissed. I was like, I ain't touch your Legos. I was like, is this our future? Like, once these kids, like, get past the cute stage, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds are cute. When is the point where, like, kids just start getting obnoxious?
I was thinking about that the other day, because Harrison's turning into such a little boy, and he's still adorable, but in my head, I'm like, when do they stop being cute?
Right. There's going to be a time, probably soon, like, you're just going to want to flick them, you know? I wanted to flick this kid, and so...
Off to the Marines with you.
Right.
Out the house.
Yeah, we're shipping you out to boarding school. Dad, I'm 7. So I was pissed at this kid. I didn't want to look at him. And so we went to a different section. I was like, I got to get away from this kid. He's freaking me out. And so this other kid comes up to me, like, 10 minutes later. He goes, he's like, he had like a wet nose. Like, he had like a dog. A little boogery face.
Sick.
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me. These kids, these 8-year-olds are too confident too. Like, they haven't been put in their place yet. This kid comes up to me, he's like, are you okay? This kid just comes to me. Are you okay? I took offense to that.
Were you hurt?
No. I was just being.
Were you
I was just
sad?
Living.
Were you crying? Maybe
no.
He was checking up on you.
He's like, are you okay? Like, he said it like almost like disgusted by me. And I legit was like, because I was already feeling insecure from the other kid. I was like, are you okay? And then he comes back at me with, are you okay? Like, we just went back and forth. Are you okay?
Trying to out shitty each other.
I'm being alpha'd by these 8-year-olds.
What is that? I'm trying
they
to
they thought so I was a beta.
He gave you like a Donald Trump, like, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Kind of insult.
I was like,
he wasn't
is
honestly
this?
Checking up on you.
I took offense. I was like, this kid is trying to get in my head. He's playing mind games.
Yeah.
Are
I
you
wonder
okay?
if
fuck you.
Well,
are you
they
okay?
have a bright future in prison. They're just trying to take out the big guy in the prison yard first.
Yeah, like they were circling me. Like they were sharks. So it was weird. I felt uncomfortable, but it gave me PTSD. Like I was back in school being bullied.
Maybe those
nothing
are the
terrifies
kings
me
the,
more than
those
bullies.
Are, those are the kings of the Lego playground, and they saw the
right.
new kid comes in,
right.
Michael Bennett, and they're like, I don't like.
This has been hashtag fatherhood on Odyssey.
Yeah. I before E, except after C. That's a K. There's no C.
Oh, Jesus.